The health care bill revealed by Senate Republicans today would limit Medicaid spending, among other things. That's one reason Washington's insurance chief is calling the measure very problematic. Washington Insurance Commissioner Mike Kreidler says there are changes in the Senate version compared to the earlier House version. Kreidler says widespread cuts that lead people to lose their coverage would be delayed for several years until after the midterm elections. And he says people would have to pay more out of pocket than they do under Obamacare.
One of the changes that you'll see here is that you could see people being pushed into very high deductible plans, $6,000 per individual, or maybe $12,000 deductible for a family, with very little in the way of subsidies being available to them.
Kreidler says 700,000 people in Washington would lose health care coverage if the Republican health reform bill is passed. Republican House members Kathy McMorris-Rogers and Dan Newhouse have supported the Senate's plan. They note that insurance premiums in Washington state could rise sharply next year, as high as 38% for some plans.